you got to make it fit you. You got to make it work for you. You know, you be you, boo. Do what you got to do with your warm up. Episode 192 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: what does warming up really mean? Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, just want to take a minute and say thanks for everybody who has supported the show one way or another in the past, and maybe offer preemptive thanks for ways that y'all continue to support the show in the future. If you like the show, if you appreciate the show, if you enjoy it and get some type of something from it, whether it's a tip, whether it's entertainment, whether it's something that makes you think once in a while, and you want to give back a little bit, there's a whole host of options that are available to you. And all you need to do is head over to dizruns.com/support. And I've got a bunch of them listed there. And if you can think of something else that's not listed, but you think it'll help out, it's still going to be appreciated. So just thank you. You guys are great. I love y'all. So thanks for the support. And let's talk warm-ups, eh? Recently, I did the monthly Coterie webinar, and the topic was warm-ups. And you know, I think warming up and you know, just that term in general is something that gets thrown around a lot, but not necessarily understood. And we've talked before, I've done videos, I've done quick tips in the past about, you know, kind of what things constitute a good warm up. You know, as far as maybe some of the what you shoulds and should not do's type of things. You know, not holding a stretch is, you know, that's a bad warm up practice that sadly I see a whole lot about. But one thing that I don't think that I've ever talked about, and I don't know that I've heard talked about a lot in other outlets as well, is kind of the fact that a warm up isn't just a cut and dry thing. You know, it's not a one size fits all. And here we go with that, you know, line of thought again. You know, something I talk about all the time, that we're all unique, and that, you know, we all have our own needs when it comes to training. We all have our own needs when it comes to the amount of sleep that we get, the amount of rest that we need. You know, there is no one size fits all. If anything, one size fits one, and you know, and that's it. So when it comes to warming up, I feel like, and I'm guilty of this too, I feel like we don't view a warm up as something that is runner specific. You know, just go warm up. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean run for you know, just an easy run for 5 minutes? Does that mean walk for 10 minutes? Does that mean do calisthenics? Should you do some burpees and some jumping jacks? Like what does a good warm up really look like? What does warm up mean? And I wanted to just share a few things today. Like I said, we talked about this a little bit more in depth in the monthly Coterie webinar that we have. But it got me thinking about how little attention I pay to you know, kind of explaining what a good warm up should look like. And ultimately there isn't, you know, even for each individual runner, there's probably not a good, you know, standard warm up. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I do, and encourage you to find the formula that works best for you, because that's what I found with working with folks as a coach, is that I've got several runners that do, you know, several different types of warmups, and that's okay. That's okay, because they're finding out what works best for them. And again, with the one size fits one mentality, that's what it's all about, because ultimately the warmup is to prepare you for your workout or for your race. So the warmup should help you get ready to do your best and to hopefully reduce your risk of injury. So you need to find out what works best for you in order to accomplish those two goals. So when it comes to warming up, for me, there's like kind of three components to a warm-up that I do when it comes time to getting ready for running. And honestly, it depends on what my run is going to look like. That's the other thing that we need to keep in mind. You know, a long run and a 5K race and minute sprint repeats are three completely different workouts that probably require three completely different warm-ups. Okay, so again, no one size fits all, and not even within that person, no one size fits all for every workout. So all of my warm-ups will, however, include some type of easy running, type of activity, whether it's, you know, typically for me, it's about a mile, but you know, sometimes I'll do a little bit more depending on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling really stiff and achy one morning, maybe I'll extend my warm up to a mile and a half. If I'm running later in the day where I'm already kind of awake and my muscles are warmed up, then maybe I'll only do a half a mile. But I always make sure to get some running in because that is a specific to what I'm doing that day. You know, no matter what run I'm doing, if I'm doing a tempo run, if I'm doing speed work, I'm running. So I just feel that the specificity of getting a run in works the muscles that I'm going to be working for a run. Going to warm them up, going to get the blood flow going, going to get the muscles loose, going to get the tendons and ligaments ready and pliable and ready to work. So that is important to me, and I would encourage that to be important to you as well, doing some type of easy running to get you into that day's workout. Now, if that day's workout is a long run, that might be all the warm up you need. You start off for a mile or two at a very, very, very comfortable pace for you. And then you kind of settle into that pace for the rest of your long run. Or if it's an easy run, maybe your whole workout is just that easy run, kind of warm up run type of pace. You know, if you're racing longer, for me, you know, my marathon coming up in a couple of weeks, my first couple of miles will be my warm up. I'm not going to run extra before the marathon starts. I'm going to ease into my kind of comfort zone. My first few miles will hopefully be my slowest few miles of the race, but that'll help me to warm up, help my body to get ready to pick up the pace just a little bit and then try to hold that pace for the rest of the race. So that, you know, just an easy run can be a warm up in and of itself, or it can be the start. Now, if you're doing something a little bit higher paced running, if you're doing some like a tempo run or like a 5K, something like that, where you're going to be, you know, you're expecting to go hard at a certain point and try to maintain that pace for a long period of time, or, you know, not, maybe not relative long to like marathon time, but, you know, for, you know, somewhere between the neighborhood of 25 and 40 minutes. It's a good idea to maybe mix in a few speed bursts or a few pickups or whatever you want to call it. But basically what those look like is, you know, you're jogging along or you're easy running along. And then maybe for 100 yards or for, you know, from one light pole to the next, or from, you know, from halfway down the block to the stop sign, or whatever, you know, kind of landmarks you can pick out, you accelerate. You definitely don't get to 100% sprint, but you accelerate up to maybe like 75% pace. And then once you get to that landmark, you dial it back down to whatever that easy run, easy warm up pace is, maybe about 50% of your desired pace for that day. Then you do that again. You do that three or four times of ramping up and calming back down, and ramping up and calming back down. And that just helps to kind of get your body ready, get your heart adjusted to the fact that, all right, we're going to go hard here in a minute. You know, we kind of ease that, warm that engine up, get the heart rate gradually increasing instead of going, oh, easy, 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 and now we're going to go, you know, and that kind of can shock your heart a little bit. So not necessarily in a bad way, but just, you know, it's going to improve your performance if you gradually increase that heart rate by adding some pickups in there. It's also going to make your muscles work a little harder because your speed is a little bit, you know, more intense. And so it's just going to get you more prepared for what that next workout is going to be. Now, if you're doing some really hard kind of maybe track workout, some really short duration sprint, hard repeats, I would include both that easy run and then some pickups. And another thing that I always include, and I would encourage you to think about or at least experiment with as well, is to do some like deep squats or some lunges, some things that are going to work your joints, specifically your knees, your hips, and your ankles, so your running joints, through a full range of motion. Because even, you know, during an easy warm up, an easy jog, you're clearly not bending your knees all the way up. You're not extending your hips. You're not, you know, pushing yourself because it's easy, right? And even during those accelerations, during those speed bursts in that, you know, kind of middle ground of a warm up, you're starting to get there, but you're still not going all the way. But you know, when you're running a full sprint type of repeat, when you're running really, really hard for, you know, 20 to 60 seconds, you're pushing your body and you're moving much more, you know, a fuller range of motion. Your joints are going a full range of motion, much more so than they are during that warm-up period or even during those acceleration periods. So it's good to do that before you get to that, you know, workout. And instead of draining a whole bunch of energy by doing some sprints that aren't part of the workout when the workout is a sprint, so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, you can do some lunges, you know, and not hundreds, but like 10, or do, you know, five five lunges on each leg, do some deep squats, whatever. But just, you know, really bend the knees all the way down. Really get the hips flexing and extending, arching your back and squatting down. Get the ankles moving, point your toes and flex them back up, which you know, you do as you do a deep lunge or a deep squat. So those just help to again, to loosen the joints up, prepare them, to get them ready so that, all right, what we're about to do, like, it's not going to be a complete shock. It's not coming out of nowhere. We're ready for this. We can handle it and we can respond without getting injured. Because that's the goal. I mean, those hard workouts, like, they're designed for a reason. They're in your plan for a reason. They're going to help you get better, help you get stronger, help you run faster. But when you're pushing hard, that's also the time when injuries are most likely to happen. All right. So making sure that you're properly warmed up is important. And, you know, shame on me as a coach for not explaining that earlier. Shame on me as a coach for not talking to my folks in the coterie and the folks I work with for training plans to not say that, hey, you know, when you do your warm up, it's more than just go out and easy jog for 5 minutes or easy jog for a mile. Like, you know, this is a hard workout. You need to do more than just a lollygagging type of warm up before you go out and run quarter mile repeats. Okay. And so I needed to address that, and that's what I'm doing today. So play with it. Play with your warm up. You know, if you feel like after a mile you're not sufficiently warmed up of easy jogging, try mixing in some speed bursts. Try mixing in an extra half a mile or a mile. You know, I've got some folks in the coterie that feel better to do a 2 mile warm up than they do with a 1 mile warm up. Their body just loosens up better. They're more alert. They feel better. They're able to hit that first, you know, tempo pace or that first 2 mile repeat or whatever better than if they only do a 1 mile warm up. Okay. So I'd rather do that. I'd rather you spend an extra couple minutes or an extra 10 minutes or 15 minutes warming up so that the high intensity part of your workout is maximized and you're pushing yourself and you're getting the most out of it while also being safe. Okay. Also reducing your injury risk than by skimping on the warm up so that you can hit an extra set of hard stuff. Because again, that could lead to an injury, which means that you're not going to be running hard for a while. So be smart with the warm ups, but ultimately, you got to make it fit you. You got to make it work for you. You know, you be you, boo. Do what you got to do with your warm up, and that might mean that it's a little bit more. You know, there's a little more to it than just jogging, doing an easy run. Okay, and hopefully that makes sense to you. Hopefully that makes sense because it's important. It's important, and again, like I said at the beginning, I think it's something that we overlook. We as coaches, we as runners in general. You know, oh yeah, I'll just go out and warm up. But what does that mean? What does that mean? So. You know, make your warm up fit what it is you're doing. That's I think the moral of the story. What workout you're doing should dictate or at least heavily influence how you're going to warm up. You got a really hard workout. You need to make sure that you're extending your warm up a little bit and adding a little, you know, gradually increasing the intensity of it. Doing a long run, you can probably get away with just an easy run that you know, gradually you creep your pace up to whatever pace you're going to try to hold. And then stick with it. So if you have any questions about warming up, please let me know. I think that this is something that I need to talk more about. And if this doesn't make sense, let me know. And I'll try to explain it again to you, whether it's through email or through Twitter or whatever, to help it make more sense. But it's an important component of any workout and overlooked, I think, by a lot of folks. And you know, I'm at the front of the line when it comes to people that have overlooked the value of a good quality warm-up, both for myself and as a coach. So I've let some folks down with that, and I apologize. But trying to make it right. So with that, let's wrap up this a little bit longer than normal quick tip, but it's a topic that I think we need to do to discuss, and I hope that it helps you. I'd love to hear from you what you think about it. Maybe it's something you hadn't thought about before, and now you're thinking about it, and I'd love to hear kind of where you're at in that process when it comes to your warm-up. So let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRun. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com, or show notes for this episode. And a blog post for this episode, because the quick tip really don't have show notes. They have a blog post. Same freaking thing, but, you know, it is what it is. So dizruns.com/292 to get to the blog post for this episode. And let me know what you think about warming up. And what does your warm up look like? I'd love to hear that as well. So with that, I'm going to put a bow on this thing, or I'm going to keep rambling for another 5 minutes and really be at a super long quick tip, which we don't want to do. So keep them quick, keep them short. Let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great rest of the weekend. If you're listening to this on Friday or whenever you're listening to this quick tip episode, have a great rest of your day. And thanks for all the ways you support the show. If you want to help out some more, dizruns.com/support. Whole list of options. Anything and everything is very much appreciated. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.
See ya.